Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, August 21st, 2014. Israeli attacks leave 30 residents killed in Gaza, and troops continue to kidnap civilians during invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Palestinian Ministry of Health reported on Thursday night that additional 7 people were killed by Israeli airstrikes, including a child, bringing the death toll to 30 on Thursday. 2 men were killed in an Nasser neighborhood of Gaza City by an Israeli airstrike that targeted a car they were driving. In Rafah, 2 men were killed when an Israeli missile struck their motorcycle as they were driving on the road. Another man was killed near the Rafah crossing. Moreover, a man and a child were killed in the central province and 4 people were wounded. All day on Thursday, Israeli aerial bombardment targeted Gaza City and Rafah, leaving 23 civilians killed and many more injured. According to Palestinian sources, doctors have been shocked by the severity of wounds coming into the hospitals. They have found evidence of the Israeli military use of banned weapons like DIME weapons. DIME stands for Dense Inert Metal Explosive. Since the Israeli attack started up until the time of this report, more than 2,082 are killed and at least 10,345 injured in Gaza, the Palestinian Ministry of Health reported. Elsewhere, a Palestinian youth was injured on Thursday during clashes with invading Israeli soldiers at the village of Husan near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. The teenager was injured in the hand by a rubber-coated steel bullet fired by Israeli soldiers who invaded Husan and ransacked residents' homes, local sources reported. Earlier, Israeli forces kidnapped at least 16 Palestinian civilians during dawn invasions in different parts of the occupied West Bank, according to media sources. Invasions and kidnappings were reported in the northern West Bank cities of Nablus and Qalqilia, in addition to the central West Bank city of Ramallah. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, August 21st, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.